Welcome back, wonderful people. We had problem with our connectivity, but we resolved it. This is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you wherever you are upon the face of this very planet. We are in Malmo in Sweden on this very beautiful morning in this very beautiful country. Our people here, the Biafrans here, are also beautiful, even more so their children. They have been wonderful. They have been exceptional. Their zeal has been exemplary. They are devoted. They are committed to the restoration of their country in truth and honesty. Therefore, wherever you are, I must welcome you. It is my honor, my privilege to do so on behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra. Therefore, irrespective of your time zone, regardless of your continent, regardless of the country that you're in, the city, the town, the village, anywhere you are domiciled, your places of abode, we welcome you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. This is the station that you own. When people talk about Radio Biafra, they say our Radio Biafra, our radio station. That is what we like, because collectively we own this very effort. Collectively we are responsible, and together we are going to accomplish our desired goal, which is the absolute, unrestricted, uncompromising, unadulterated restoration of the complete sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra, a country that will be founded upon the twin pillars of truth and honesty. Our message is the same. It is consistent. The blend may change from day to day, but the outcome is ever the same. To ensure that we propagate, to ensure that we disseminate, to ensure that sufficient number of the children of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama is imbibed with this knowledge, with this understanding, to go forth to take back what is rightfully theirs. That is why we do what we do. That is why we must continue. That is why we will insist. That is why we will maintain. That is why anything within our capability, we must bring to bear on this very fine effort to restore our country, its lost glory, its lost dignity, because that is the right thing to do. And that is indeed the only thing worthy of us to do. Therefore, wherever you are, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Now it is the turn of our people, our indomitable and determined Biafrans on the western fringes of the world. Irrespective of what you are doing, irrespective of what you're about to do, we ask you to drop everything, go to your satellite, because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. You must also go to our principal website, www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to tunein.com, download TuneIn app, or you can listen direct. If you go to Radio Forest, the same thing. If you are confused, simply go to Google and Google Radio Biafra. There you will be able to see the alternative ways through which or by which you will be able to listen to Radio Biafra. As in keeping with our tradition, we are here to ensure the restoration of God's own kingdom upon the face of the earth. Therefore, we tell you, wherever you are, that we are the children of the Most High God, the children of the light. We bring light wherever there is darkness. That same darkness today is the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, and we are doing all we can to ensure its destruction. I want Nigeria completely dismembered. I want Nigeria to be rendered asunder. I want the zoo completely and wholesomely rendered asunder. I despise Nigeria. I hate it. Everything that is evil is Nigerian. Everything that is bad, the existence of the zoo, that very satanic creation by the British, that very place where the British thought it is necessary for them to grant or to give the Scottish people the right to determine if they want to belong to the United Kingdom or not. But yet, because we are Africans, because we are black people, that is why I believe that black people are foolish and incapable of reasoning. The same thing that is happening in Scotland, we cannot get in Biafra. Why? Because Scottish people are more human than we are. That is why the British will stand up with barefaced wickedness and cheek, try to insist that the territorial integrity of the cage that they created, the zoo, that damnable place that they created called Nigeria, should be sustained when Scotland has the right to decide if they want to be part of Britain or not. That is hypocrisy. That is double standards. But I'm sure African people are not enlightened enough to understand that. Their brains are not quite developed enough to accept the humiliation and the disgrace brought upon them by the British. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host of this very exemplary radio station, and by the grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. It is my unique honor to welcome each and every one of you, and in so doing, offer all of you, all the listeners, everything that we are doing, including the sacred land of Biafra, to the glory and mercy of the Almighty Chukwu Abiama. Here we worship one true God. I don't want to tempt fate, but there is nothing I will not sacrifice to ensure the purity of my belief in the supremacy of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. I believe in God and nothing else. When I kneel down to pray, I pray to Chukwu Abiama. When I offer glory, when I offer praise, when I offer adoration, when I uplift any name, when I look at it in beholden captivation, all I do is think about the glory of the Most High God, to whom every honor, every blessing, and every praise shall belong to now and forever. Because only Chukwu Abiama is God. Only Chukwu Abiama is worthy to be praised. I welcome you. We make no apologies for recognizing the supremacy of the Almighty God, because we are descended direct from the bowels of heaven. That is why anybody going to Yoruba Church, you are the ones responsible for bringing this curse upon us. You are the ones that have insulted your privilege. You are the ones that is trying to say to Chukwu Abiama that he is not God. Through your stupidity and hopelessness, through the fact that you have debased and insulted yourself by reducing yourself so low as to kneel before a Yoruba pastor, God will not forgive you. All the nonsense you're bringing to bear on the children of the Most High God will follow you and your family. All of you that believe in that damnable place called Nigeria, all of you that proudly proclaim that you are one Nigerianist, you are all lower than animals, you are lower than dogs. I told them yesterday here in Malmo at the meeting of Igbo people. I think some of them were shocked. They didn't think I would say that. I told them categorically, if you are a Nigerian, I am not comparing you to a dog. You are lower than a dog. You are lower than a dog. All of you, anybody claiming he or she's a Nigerian. I am here in Sweden. Could I possibly persuade them to change their name from Sweden to something else? They will lynch me. And I expect them to, because they are civilized and they are human beings. African people, they leave so much to be desired. I don't know the type of brain they have in their useless skulls. I wonder. I wouldn't wish to speak against the spirit, because I am not God. I can never even pretend to be worthy of praising his holy name. If not, I would have said something that our people would have regretted. I'm telling you, the way we behave is just plain awful. Why can't black people reason? Why can't these people just think like human beings? How can somebody leave Scotland? Why did Frederick Lugard not change the name of Scotland? Why have they not changed the name of England? Why must they come to my hometown, my village, and change my name from what it was to Nigeria? Why did they rename our great river, of which I now believe I have the name, to River Niger? What was the name before the Europeans came? I don't know what is wrong with African people. When I go to heaven, I'll ask Chukwu Abiama, what type of brain did you give to these people that they cannot reason properly? I feel sorry for them. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. We must welcome each and every one of you. Here we educate you, we enlighten you, we inform you. We give you the right understanding, the right knowledge, the right impact for you to be able to go forth. I am very happy. My sister has been wriggling us here with what she's been told. People say many things about us, and I love it. The more ridiculous those things are, the more I admire what people can say about this very simple effort we are making to restore our lost dignity. Everything that we can do, everything we cannot even do, we shall try to do those things in order to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. Anybody that understands who we are, anybody that knows our background, where we are coming from, will understand that when we say we are incorruptible, indeed we are. When we say we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, that is exactly who we are. We have come to Sweden to preach this very gospel in Stockholm and in Malmo, and I know it went down a treat. All the Igbo Nigerians, they have now gone back to go and reflect, to go and think. And that is the essence of why we are here. Anybody you have to beg to become a Biafran is not worthy to be called a human being, because we all have the autonomous community instinct in us. How can you allow the next community to be autonomous when you want to remain in the zoo? There is no place called Nigeria. The word Nigeria is not indigenous to any group of people. That is why Boko Haram is killing in their name. That is why Buhari stole money in the name. Babangida is a criminal in that same name. That is why almost every political leader of Hausa Fulani extraction is a multi-billionaire, based on the criminality, the duplicity, and the hopelessness of the monkeys that inhabit that geopolitical space we today call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Very, very damnable. Damnable to the core. I have never seen a more collection of idiotic people in my life, and I will never encounter such people again. There are some people I will never meet again. I pray to God in heaven. I don't want to meet them. Their stupidity is staggering. It is better for me to go into a zoo and live with chimpanzees than live with some of the idiots that come out of Africa that answer human beings. They astonish me. This is Radio Biafra. Our people are here. By our people, I mean our dear sister Nagunobi, who has been with me. Everybody who has come here has been excellent. The family here in Sweden is simply awesome. Awesome. That's how I describe them. They will now be able to acknowledge each and every one of you, wherever you are. And when our lines open, we shall invite you, of course, to try and be a part of what we are doing. Our lines have been restored. Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra, and also our universal studio line, wherever we are on this earth, we should be able to take your calls via this very line, +44208-1339976. I repeat, +44208-1339976. Our Skype lines, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. As soon as I am in possession of our telephone number here that was previously advertised, I shall bring it to you. That is the local number here in Sweden. And also, I am reminding everybody that we are congregating in Barcelona, in Catalonia, in 2 days' time. On the third day, I hasten to add, we are going to join our dear Catalans, those also asking for their freedom, to go and march, that the whole world may see the solidarity between Biafra and Catalonia. We don't make secret of the fact that we support the Catalans. We are not making secret of the fact that the Catalan people support Biafra as well. We are not making secret of the fact that every contact we are making with reasonable people all over the world, we are bringing it to the attentions of Biafrans. That is why, to the attention rather, my grammar has to be scrupulously correct. We are bringing it to the attention of Biafrans, not attentions of Biafra, attention of Biafra, because I am learned, I'm educated, I have to speak English properly the way it was intended. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. Any moves we make, any diplomatic contact we have, we bring it to the attention of our people, that they may know what we are doing on their behalf, what we have been able to accomplish, what we have done before now. Nobody in the history of our people has been able to do so. That is why we are indomitably indefatigable. That is why we don't retreat. We don't surrender. That is why we proclaim with every certainty that it is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. Therefore, Biafra or death. As simple as that. We don't get Biafra, everything perishes. Everything will die. I swear to God in heaven, everything will die. Because Biafra is more important than humanity itself. We are the children of God. We must behave as such. We must sacrifice everything sacrificable to ensure the coming of that same kingdom that Yeshua prayed about when he offered the Lord's Prayer by saying, "Thy kingdom come on this very earth." I know that Yeshua was talking about Biafra. And that Biafra will come into existence regardless of what mankind decides to do. Or else everything will perish. Everything will perish, we assure them. That is certain. We have not come here to play games. We have come here determined and very resolute in our belief that Biafra is our right and it must come in our lifetime. And with the belief we have in the supremacy, the omnipotence of the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, there is no way that Biafra will not come. I welcome you once again. I ask you to tell those around you to also join us via www.radiobiafra.co. They should also go to satellite point, your dish 17 degrees east towards Amos 5 satellite. Radio Biafra is there orbiting this very planet as I speak. Once you call Radio Biafra, your voice will also be able to echo around every planetary body that you can imagine, because sound is never lost. It keeps traveling in space and in time. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you. I will now go to our people here to please very kindly and in the only way that they can acknowledge each and every Biafran around the world. Please, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Good morning, the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Good morning from Malmo, Sweden. The person you are hearing his voice is your brother, your loved one, the one of the soldier we have here in Malmo, Sweden, Agunobi. I am so happy and I'm advising you to stay immense blessed and focused for this morning broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, lovers of freedom, including the enemies of Biafra, and the Biafrans themselves in Biafra land. I hail all of you. I greet you. I'm saying good morning from Sweden. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are residing on this planet. My name is Ifeoma Linda Chemoba, the National Secretary of Biafrans in Sweden. And I want to also tell you people that there is hope. We have hope. Biafra is coming. Don't lose hope wherever you are, because we are making this thing to happen. It must happen, and the world will be shocked. But I want to also wake your spirit up by playing my recorder, the one you had yesterday when we were with our members and our guests together yesterday. So listen, so that you wake up and join the movement, because Biafra is coming. There is no going back. We don't lose hope. We are not going to surrender. Neither are we going to retreat. There is no going back in the restoration of Biafra struggle. It is a must. It is either we get Biafra or we get Biafra. There is no two ways about it. One must surely happen. Now listen.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very, very much. I have to clap to that. Thank you very, very much. That was exciting. That was different. That was wonderful. That was one of the things that we inherited by coming to this very place, that we have also been able to bring to the hearing, the attention of our people, one of the ways through which we communicate, we send messages to one another. We send information to one another, and that has ably been demonstrated this very fine morning to our dear sister. We are very grateful how you managed to blow that very fluid that way. I do not understand, but we commend you for it. We are multi-talented. Multi-talented. Thank you very much, our dear sister Ifeoma, and also Agunobi, who has been with me since yesterday and will stay with me until I leave this very place to proceed to return to the United Kingdom, from whence we shall travel to Barcelona in Catalonia to continue this work that Chukwu Abiama said we must do. It is not easy, I assure you. It is tiring, it is debilitating, but we are here, thankful to the mercy granted to us by God, to go forth to proclaim this very gospel in the only way that we can. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we ask you to be part of what we are doing. And we do so in the full knowledge that this very family of Biafrans are growing exponentially, from our people in Cambodia, those of you in Taiwan, the family in Hong Kong, those of you in Vietnam. We are everywhere, in Vietnam, in Brazil, in Mozambique, in Congo, in Angola, in South Africa. We are everywhere you can imagine. In over 88 countries of the world and counting, people they keep wondering, how can you mobilize our people all over the world? We told them that, yes, we did so. We discovered the secret with our people. Tell them the truth. That is all. And they will do the rest for you. That is all you need to do. It's not difficult. Just be truthful and open to them. There is nothing they will not do for you. That is the only Ogwanigoro. Eziokwu, this is Radio Biafra. Will continue relentlessly in pursuit of what is right. If you think we are going to stop, or if you think you can come out and say things and then disappear, we'll stop, you are dreaming. Nothing anybody can do can stop us. We are here. Our news headlines this very fine morning. And before we go to our analysis, please remember we run a live and interactive program here. If you call us, we will take your call. We will take it. Anything you like, you can say. One thing is paramount in Biafra land. We must defend freedom of speech. You may have something to say to me which I will not like. If you like, you can insult me. That is your prerogative. It is your mouth. I'm not going to stop you from speaking. I will not do anything to stop you from expressing your opinion. That is exactly how it's going to be in Biafra land. No human being will be stopped from saying anything they want to say, no matter how idiotic that thing may sound. It is your duty as a leader. It is your duty as somebody of influence or in a position of authority to correct them, to direct them, to expose their ignorance. Not to say, oh, put them in jail, do this, prosecute them, go and kill them. Oh, not bad again. Nobody is being insulted. If somebody says something to you that you do not like, you educate the fool saying it. That's how you disgrace them. And they won't come back again. There will be no clamp down in Biafra land. Everything will be scrupulously done in the open. Everybody will have the right. Any journalist can write whatever they like. If they have libeled you or impugned your integrity, you go to the court and the court will decide. Nobody will be able to shut anybody up. Allow people to say what is on their mind. We are setting an example here. Anybody can call Radio Biafra and say anything they want to say. Anything at all they want to say. Because I believe in free speech. Freedom of speech is sacrosanct. It is sacred. We must defend it with our lives. Very, very important. That is why countries develop, because of freedom. And we are no exception. Our headlines today is that Britain promises Scotland more self-rule if it rejects independence. Britain is begging. Britain is pleading with Scotland not to go. But Britain is forcing us to remain part of the zoo called Nigeria. We Biafran people, we outnumber Scottish people by 10 to 1. Even more than, by almost 6 to 1. Scottish people are only 5 million. We are over 60 million people all over the world. Scottish people who are Europeans, who are white people, can decide if they want to be part of Britain or not. But over 60 million people do not have the right to express their opinion. Because Britain do not regard these 60 million people as human beings, or because these 60 million people have not been able to show the world that they should be reckoned with. Do you think Britain can go to the Arab world and tell them how to live? They will kill all of them there immediately. They will run away. They are begging them to come down. There was a meeting of NATO. America wants to unleash the bombs on ISIS and all the Arab Islamic terrorist groups. Britain said no. Most of you have not heard this news. The meeting was held at Gleneagles, the golf course you have in Scotland that will host the next Ryder Cup. All the NATO, the key NATO leaders were there. Obama said, I want to allow my air force to go after ISIS. Britain said, no, let us go and build coalition with Arab countries first. I told you. This same Britain is now saying today that Scotland, yes, Scotland can be free, but not Biafra. No, why should Biafra be free? They are animals. We created Nigeria. Why should we allow something we created to be dismantled? No, we are God. That's why I say to you that if you believe in one Nigeria, Frederick Lugard is your God. If you believe in one Nigeria, white people are your gods, or your God, as the case may be. You are irrelevant. No African ever came to Europe to draw boundaries for them. Therefore, no European has the right to come to Africa to draw boundaries for Africans. But we Africans accepted it because we are lower than dogs. There's only a dog you can give a name and that dog will answer it. The next thing is African people. Any name you call them, they will answer. If you go and this is a place where people answer the name Middle Belt. Your name, where are you from? I'm from Middle Belt. Lord have mercy. Britain promises Scotland more self-rule. There is respect for Scotland of 5 million people, but absolute disdain and disrespect for 60 million Biafrans. We ask the world to compare and contrast. Referring Confab report to the National Assembly is illogical, according to Dr. Alex Ekweme, the man that coined the phrase or the geopolitical zone South-South. It was down to him. He's an Igbo man, former vice president, the father of modern democracy, modern election, I won't call it democracy, modern rigging in the zoo. That the zoo came away from the clutches of Abacha is down to this very Igbo man. His name is Dr. Alex Ekweme. Alex Ekweme. He started the G36 that forced Abacha to be killed, or that forced the world to kill Abacha, or that caused Abacha to be poisoned. He went and tried to be the president of Nigeria. Atiku Abubakar told him that you are an Igbo man. Because of that, you are a Biafran. We are not going to vote for you. And he lost. Referring the Confab report to the National Assembly is illogical. If you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct to the whole world from Malmo in Sweden. We are transmitting via satellite, the only people capable of doing that at this precise moment. We are on satellite. We are on every new media platform you can think of. The largest collection of people anywhere in the world is on Radio Biafra London on Facebook. The largest of its kind in the world. Radio Biafra London. This very man called Davis from Australia, the negotiator hired by the zoo, but later denied by Jonathan, says that Boko Haram is telling the monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians that they will hear from them very soon. Boko Haram has advanced towards Mubi. Adamawa State University, they have evacuated, they've closed it down. They have shut it down. I reported it yesterday as part of our breaking news. That very university has been shut down because of the advance of Boko Haram. I thought they said they're bombing them. I told you, they send Hausa Fulani pilots in their airplane. As we told Jonathan what to do a few weeks ago, they go up and they discharge the bombs. That's why they tell you that they are bombing Sambisa. Are they in Sambisa Forest? Is that where Boko Haram is? Have you not heard about the towns and the cities that have fallen to them? So you expect them to be in Sambisa Forest and use prayer and fasting to get all those places to fall? No, they are on the march. They are no longer in Sambisa Forest or whatever forest you call it. They are on the move. They are on the march and they are out to get you. And by the time they will be killing our people, I will be having a party. There will be no mercy. No pity for these people who have refused to listen to the gospel being preached here on Radio Biafra. If your parents or your people back home don't have access to satellite, give it to them, because we will also bring them Biafra Television via satellite. Satellite cannot be shut down by Jonathan. There are some devilish people that answer to Biafra. They want to destroy the infrastructure of Biafra. They think that Jonathan and PDP and APC, Boko Haram, is going to be in charge forever. They are dead people walking. They can stay in Europe and yap rubbish. They can stay in America. But I assure them, I will be home on the 27th of this very month. And woe betide them if we come across them back home. Woe betide them. They will know how serious we are. Tension heightens now in Adamawa as residents are afraid of Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists. Everybody in Adamawa is panicking. They have swept through parts of Borno. They are now in Adamawa. Who is going to stop them? Are you going to stop them with the key you are going to use to open your lockup shop where you do buying and selling? How can you stop them? Because we came out to try and acquire weapons to defend our land. Some idiots on their WhatsApp to remain her useless idiots, fools answering Igbo names. Answering Igbo names are trying to discourage people from buying weapons to defend their own land. So that I will go and I will fail. And they will say, oh, can't you see Ojukwu tried before? And we are not prepared before. Now you have the chance to prepare. What are you doing? Ndiara. We continue. Chibok girls' parents allege conspiracy in the abduction of their daughters. It is becoming very clear. There is no daughter. They are saying to the government of the zoo, go after Boko Haram. We have buried our girls. Now they come up again. These people, they amaze me. But of course, whoever planted this story, whoever is using this very story to make things possible in the zoo, whoever is planning to use this story to distort the landscape, you are clearly mistaken. You are fundamentally wrong. Chibok girls' parents alleged conspiracy in abduction. Weak Asian oil demand threatens Nigeria crude export. People don't know that America no longer imports oil from the zoo. Most of you do not know that American oil companies are disengaging from participation or from further exploration in that very zoological republic. Now, the largest importer of Nigeria crude is India. India is planning to scale down there. I just wish people would stop buying crude oil from the zoo. So there will be complete breakdown of law and order. Anarchy. That our people may, when we say that Nigeria is a zoo, so they can see that indeed these black people from West Africa, that they are indeed animals, vagabonds of the worst kind. They will feed on the flesh of themselves. I pray that this oil, that people stop buying oil from the zoo. I pray they stop buying oil from that very place, so that the whole place will collapse. Jonathan will run away and we'll find him. You can run to anywhere you like now. We are everywhere in the world. We will find you. Are you going to do plastic surgery to change who you are? We will find you. Mad people. They have rendered the landscape desolate. Desolate. They claim they are politicians. They are empowered to try and save the people, to improve the lives of the people, but they are there to kill off what is left of our people. Evil men and women. Evil people. Evil people. Satan will punish them and not God. And now the news in greater detail. Former Vice President Alex Ekwueme, he's an Anambra, he's an Igbo man, Igbo man. Former Vice President and presidential aspirant under PDP, the founder of G36 that led to the collapse of Abacha, the man who invited Gowon to his house. People sometimes wonder why I am critical of Ekwueme. Ekwueme invited Gowon, invited Asika to his house. That means he's part of them. He is part of that very group of saboteurs. Those that believe that Biafra will not emerge. By allowing Gowon to come to your house, Gowon is the arch genocidist, the killer of our children. Gowon killed our men in cold blood. Gowon was responsible for the starvation. Gowon was responsible for looting our funds. You allowed Gowon to come to your house for 80th birthday party. It's like Benjamin Netanyahu inviting the children of Hitler to come to his birthday party in Jerusalem. Can you believe such rubbish? This is a Kweme. Typical of Igbo people. They don't reason properly. Ndigbo, IGBO, daft to the core. They think they are reasonable, but they are not. They think they are sensible, but they are not. Ndi na chin nama na chin. Hausa Fulani cattle rearers are rearing them. Ekweme. Amazing. Amazing. Insane. We continue. Former Vice President Dr. Alex Ekweme over the weekend submitted that it would be illogical to refer the report of the just concluded National Conference to the National Assembly for clause-by-clause consideration. The former National Chairman of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, noted that the issue of referendum or taking confab report to National Assembly should have been decided before the commencement of the conference. We said it before that Jonathan does not have the liver to deliver the type of change that people so claim that they are yearning for, because ultimately we are monkeys. He's referring the report back to National Assembly, where it will be shot down dead, pieces all over the place, as weak as Jonathan himself. I don't know if I read this news or not, but shaken by the polls showing momentum shifting towards independence for Scotland, the British government will offer proposals for greater political and fiscal autonomy for the Scots if they vote to remain within the United Kingdom in a referendum on September the 18th. George Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, said on Sunday, the narrowing polls have caused considerable anxiety among politicians and business leaders, driving down the value of the pound and raising questions among investors about the stability of the economy and the fate of the current British government. The British government, we pray, should see what we are witnessing in Biafra land and in the wider zoo as well. Instability, what it does to people. You cannot plan your life properly. You cannot plan it properly. I wish the Scottish people would break away. The land of Frederick Lugard, the man that created the damnable zoological republic, that we may go to the Scots and say to them, that thing, why is it that Scottish people can want something and have it, but not Biafrans? Because Scottish people are Europeans. How on the other? They are white people, and we are monkeys. Look at the debate they're having in Scotland, very, very civilized. People have the right to say, we want to be part of the United Kingdom, where there is democracy, where there is value of life and property, where people are allowed to develop their potentials. Compare that to the plight of we wretched animals in the zoo called Nigeria. What has become of us? Britain is begging Scotland, what do you want? We'll give it to you. Remain with us. Whereas in the zoo, Boko Haram is saying, okay, I'm coming to Islamize you. Although I have taken your oil, I have taken your women, I have made sure you cannot go to school, I have sent you away on exile, that is not enough. I am coming to also Islamize you. Compare that to what the English government is saying to the Scottish people. Because England dominates everybody, the same way that House of Fulani dominates everybody. England is saying to Scotland, we will give you anything you want. Please stay with us. In our own place, Boko Haram is saying, you must stay. We will kill you. I will convert you. And they're coming for us. Those two things are not the same. Check it very well. They're not. More stunning revelations on the relationship among Boko Haram, the government, and the Australian negotiator Dr. Stephen Davis may be unveiled by the sect's leadership this week. The move, according to a source close to the sect, is set to put the record straight and clear the air on several controversial issues contained in the interview by the Australian to the media last week. Boko Haram is planning to launch their own media offensive as well. Jonathan hired this man. Jonathan said, I did not hire him. Jonathan met, I don't know that man. I wish to stop talking about him. His foolishness is beyond comprehension. We continue. Anxiety panic gripped residents of Mubi, the commercial nerve center of Adamawa State, yesterday as news spread that Boko Haram insurgents were closing in on the town. This came as the military vowed that the onslaught to checkmate the activities of the terrorists will not stop until they are completely wiped out. The military has also claimed that it raided the terrorist hideout in Kawuri, killing more than 50 of... Always 50, 45, 50. All the time, we have killed 50. I want you to go back to the news and read it. Every time the Yoruba man will say we killed 50 terrorists. Every day, 50 terrorists. Every day, 50 terrorists. Not 13, not 12, No, 50. Every time it's 50. After the announcing, making this useless announcement, another city will fall to Boko Haram. That tells you who is lying. Anybody listening to Jonathan, Minister for Information, what they are saying, apart from how much diluted, you are wasting your time. Nigeria is a bed of lies. They lie and they cheat and they deceive. That is the meaning of Nigeria. Where people lie, where they cheat. If you're a good person and you're a Nigerian, before long you start dabbling into fraud and drug trafficking. That's what happens to you if you're a Nigerian. You must steal. Any day you give your life, because to become a Biafran is repentance, it's a process. Any day you give your life to God and become a Biafran, you will see something new in your life. You will see it. People testify to it. Parents of the abducted Chibok school girls are... No, that is tension. Let's start from this one before we go to Chibok. Anxiety and panic gripped residents of Mubi, the commercial nerve center of Adamawa State, yesterday as news spread that Boko Haram insurgents were closing in on the town. This came as the military vowed that the onslaught to checkmate the activities of the terrorists will not stop until they are completely wiped out. The military has also claimed that it raided the terrorists' hideout in Kawuri, killing more than 50 of the terrorists as it recovered anti-aircraft guns, armored tank and artillery gun. An officer and two soldiers were wounded during the raid, according to the military. Only two of them wounded. They won't tell you how many of their soldiers were killed, because they are liars, they are deceivers. What do you expect from a ministry headed by a Yoruba man? They are liars, they are cheats. They will keep lying to you. Parents of the abducted school girls are alleging grand conspiracy in the abduction of their daughters by Boko Haram terrorists, even as they accuse some top staff members of the school of having prior knowledge of the kidnap. According to one of the parents of the girls, Bulama Jonah, this is what is a joke. They said that these people, they're in an Islamic school with their hijab and reciting Quran, but the father's name is Jonah. And Jonah is a Christian name. These people and they, I don't know. They don't even know how to lie very well. Keep exposing them. Let us go to a more proper news. Stop people from talking so much rubbish. Nigeria will export about 1.83 million barrels of crude oil in October, down from 1.9 exported in September, a drop of about 6% over a period of 1 month. Export data leadership sourced from Platts Energy Markets and International News Agency have shown by current loading schedules, traders said some Angolan crude grades have been cleared for October loading, while Nigerian cargo appear to be finding buyers more difficult. People don't want to buy the crude oil anymore. The zoo is collapsing. The zoo is finished. We told you 2015 is pivotal. Nigeria will come to an end next year. It will disintegrate. It will come to an end. There will be so much bloodshed and killing that all these idiotic, moronic Igbo people will be pleading for the zoo to break up. They will be begging for it. All these people bearing Igbo names but fathered by Hausa. Anybody on this earth who is hostile to Biafra, the father is Hausa Fulani. Mark my words somewhere. They may be Eze, Ozo, or Nze. It does not matter. If you don't want Biafra, your father, Onyeturi Megewo Hausa Fulani, your mom is wayward. Mark it somewhere and go and check. Ask your mother who gave birth to you, and she will tell you. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will be open very, very shortly. Wherever you are, welcome you once again. And may I also remind you that the number to call is +44208 133 9976. Our lines are open. Our Skype line is also open. And that number is as well. Not a number, of course, it is. It's an ID, isn't it? It's called Skype ID. Our Skype ID is Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. I don't have the number for here in Sweden, therefore I am unable to give that to you, but our lines are open should you wish to call Radio Biafra this very fine morning. We are in Malmo in Sweden, and we are broadcasting to the rest of the world. If our sister has anything to say, Agunoba has just popped out for a few minutes and he'll be back very, very shortly. If she has something to say, she must say it. If you have something to contribute also, if you have any opinions to offer on our presentation this morning, please, you are also welcome to do so. We are live. We are direct. We are in Malmo in Sweden. Here, from here to the rest of humanity, from here to the rest of the world. Please, my dear sister, if you wish or if you have anything to say, you are more than welcome to say it. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Once again, this is Ifeoma Linda Chimuba speaking live and direct from Malmo City, Sweden. I want to go through some of the information from the news today, especially the one that deals with the invitation of the former killer, the murderer, the guy who murdered the Biafrans. Is he not the one who killed about 3.5 million people?
Go on. He Go attended on a Kweme's birthday, the wife's 80th birthday party.
Who invited him?
Kweme, of course. Kweme. And barrister, stay where you are, please. Barrister is with us. Stay where you are. It's okay. Kweme that invited him.
So that is not good. Kweme. We respect this man very much. I don't know why his behavior is like this. That is not good. It's a shame. It's a slap to our own face too. We cannot talk boldly anymore before our enemies. Gowon is number one enemy to us, to our people. It's a very sad news anyway.
Very, very sad.
Yeah.
Very, very sad. And we must try to do something to rectify it. Thank you, my dear sister. I shall come to you in a minute. But I have the barrister on the line. The very eminent barrister, not only at law, barrister Mamezu. Are you able to hear me, barrister?
Yes, director. Good morning.
Good morning, barrister. And go look at your two at the camera.
Yeah, director. I'm
like
okay.
You crying. Is everything okay?
Yeah, everything is fine. Yes, director. Right. I have stopped crying, you see. What a shame. Director, I've been checking and calculating. All those, our leaders, none of them can ever stand the test of time. All of them. Wasn't it accusé that we are talking about some few days ago?
Yes,
and look at the path he is following. Now, Ekweme, of all people, look at the way he's doing. Is it not Omar Sanders that kill us off and are representing us at the conference? Check all of them, director. That is why the young ones are the ones to bring about the restoration of Biafra. They have all compromised. They have Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram as their godfathers. What a big shame. And then we turn around, we are Igbos. We are Okoume one. Okoume. But you've compromised. You've sold your people out. We are all Okoumen when it comes to sharing of money and sharing of blood, according to the wife of Lord Jonathan. What a big shame. I have no more single hope or single trust in any of those our ex-leaders that started with Gowon and his people. None of them ever stood up to challenge that this guy exterminated all our children, our families, individual home, tested this particular death that occurred, the genocide that took place, 1967. So what is the difference between Ekweme and Wazurike, who gave gun salute to the son of Abacha? See how our people are just stupidly disgracing us for the sake of what? Money. And this is why they always say Igbo men love money, because they will betray their own soul and betray anybody around them. I always feel shy when Igbo people are being talked about, but the people that are being talked about do not care, because they have no shame on themselves or on anybody around them. Yes, Britain will beg Scotland behind. They will be shouting, they are not going nowhere. But when they are told, when they saw the red light, that these people are surely going, you know, they say, all right, we will give you whatever you want. Why haven't you given it to them all this time? They won't allow anybody outside England to become prime minister here. We've seen the case of Gordon Brown. How long did they put him there? They removed him. Now, these people want to go. We want to drive them to stay. But Biafrans are not allowed. The same news, I was listening to this interview by the chancellor. He was saying they want to come out of Europe and reform Europe. These are the same white people like you. You don't want to be with them,
yes, exactly.
But you put us with Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram, people of different culture, different aspiration, different religion. But these are Europeans of your own caliber that believe in the same thing you believe, that do the same thing you do, but you don't want to join Europeans. But you put us with Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram. For the past 100 odd years, up to today, you are still supporting them. And our people cannot see this, that they are being used as guinea pigs. Now, I have been angry since you've been reading the news, because there's no way you can see this and show the injustice.
It's impossible.
That is being naked to us, Director.
Impossible.
And we claim to be learned. We claim to see it evil, and we are condoning it. And we are still prepared to sit upon it and let it carry on while we get small, small pain here and there. Other people are dying. People should go to hell. Who prefer to take money and betray their brothers and sisters and betray the young children that came to this world? They don't know what they are doing. You are prepared to accept money and allow things to carry on so that you and your own family would live. What a cruel world.
Very, very cruel. Very, very cruel.
Let me quietly just stand by. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. Thank you for joining us, Barrister. And straight away, we have somebody on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? And start by giving us your name and where you're calling us from.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, and you're loud, and you are also very clear. Please proceed.
All right, Director, good morning. My name is Ekenedrichko Onyedika. I'm calling from Dublin in Ireland. And I hail from Umujoka, you know, local government area of Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you.
Director, the news today is all that we have been saying. You've been saying all these things. Pilot themselves that have been representing us, they were not chosen by Chukwu Abiyama. They were chosen by Satan. So we are now going to the route whereby we know that we can see that Chukwu Abiyama will be the only one that will point the one that will lead at a particular time. And when he comes, the people will give him the support. As you can see, the kind of support that you yourself is getting from us, because you are doing the right thing. And the God that sent you have given you the word and the way to lead his own people. But notwithstanding all the news, Director, last night I was very, very annoyed. I came in from work, I put in a TV on, and then so it was on Ben TV that they have some panel discussion with some Yoruba, one Yoruba man, I don't know what his name, piloting a program in Ben TV, gather all some other old ladies and some of them in the panel. You know, two of them there were discussing something, telling the whole world that the Anioma people are not Igbo, that the Anioma people are the help from Benin Kingdom. and so on and so forth. Director, I was so upset that I try to ring in that program, but it wasn't. I think they know the type of people they want to pick their call, or you know, because all the people there that are picking their calls are coming in is only Yoruba people, because they have to pick up your call and ask you your name before they will pass you through to the presenter. Now those ladies are giving false information to the whole world.
They are not from Anioma. Those people are not from Anioma to start with. They were handpicked by Yoruba people. This is what people say. Why do you hate Yoruba so much? Nandi Adenjo, do you see that they listen to Radio Biafra and they know that we are winning this very battle, this very media war of speaking the truth? They went and selected a handful of harlots from Lagos to come and claim that they are from Anioma. You came from Benin Kingdom. Where in Benin Kingdom did you come from? Benin people are conquerors. If you came from Benin Kingdom, why is your name Anioma? Is Anioma a Benin word? Is Anioma a Benin word? The answer is no, it is not. We are Biafrans. People come and join, which means come and join. We can accept anybody from anywhere to come and join us. It doesn't mean we come from that very place. Our migration to where we are today came from principally two angles, from Ethiopia and all the way from Egypt, coming down straight to where we are today. So what are people talking about? You are in Ben TV. If I used to be on that program before, when this whole Boko Haram thing started. I don't know if it is the same man that is still hosting it. I will go back to the program. Ben TV is a Hausa Fulani Yoruba project. They have one tiny Igbo program called Igbo. Now, people are very daft. You know, they relegate us to the fringes, Igbo Amaka. 130 minutes, you think we own Ben TV. No, we don't. Ben TV is there to serve Hausa Fulani Yoruba interest. That is as simple as that. They want to destroy Biafra from within. The same way they went to Cross River to Akwa Ibom and convince them that somehow Igbo man is your problem. And I ask Akwa Ibom people, who is your problem today? Igbo man or Hausa man? I don't know our people. Maybe it's a good thing they didn't take your call, because I trust what you would have told them.
All right, Director, you know, the whole thing is very, very, the situation there. I feel like entering inside the television, because that woman, those two ladies there, if they want to go and marry a Benin person, or they want to go and live in Benin land, they should leave the land. The land is owned by the people that own the land. If Benin people are their father, how come they now all of them speak Igbo? The amount of Igbo speaking area or in Anioma is bigger than those that speak Benin themselves. Because Benin, in Benin land, those that speak Benin and those that speak Ishan and those that speak other languages are different. So how come the man traveled to Lagos and conquer Lagos? So how come now they don't say Lagos is a Benin? Lagos was their forefathers are Benin. So what are they talking? Those people come and stay in a land. They were given an occupation to sit in a place. Now how can a visitor now become the landlord?
I'm not even saying, because of our name Biafra. You know, is the thing about us is that we don't follow things logically and sequentially. It is inconceivable that people, few of them can come down. If you go to Ogbaro, I'm now revealing secret to you people. If you go to Ogbaro, there's a place where they go to do farm. It's an island in the middle of River Niger. If you go there now, you will see Hausa families that came down to farm. Hausa, they speak Hausa, they came down to farm. That is an island, Professor Ben Wabese's village, Ogbaro, after Onisha, Ogbaro village. If you go to Ogbaro now and ask Ogbaro people, where is that your Ubo that you go to in the middle of the Niger? I have been there. You take a boat and you go there. You will see Hausa people there doing farming now, this very minute. So after a while, they will say that the land belongs to them. Please, my dear brother, don't stress yourself. Stay where you are, please. Let's take this other call. The caller on the other line, can you hear me?
Yes, of course. Director?
Yes, please.
This is Sylvester calling from Cambodia.
from Cambodia, Sylvester from Cambodia. Unemezia ka trafficator, traffic light, futu funyo. You know, nemanye popi. We don't understand what is happening in Cambodia. One day we are praising God that our people are coming out in Cambodia. The next day, you people, you go back. What is the problem?
Well, director, this is a long story, which man is caused for now. The issue at hand now is this news I heard this morning. Oh, the very, 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 very sad. It's a very sad news to me. Very, very bad news to my conception. First, let me start by this Chibok news. For me, I have always believed that this Chibok news is a political propaganda. I believe in that in the real, to me, my understanding. And I know it's all about time. And this time is now, and it's coming to reality. I know that time will vindicate them soon with that propaganda and they use to destroy those names that I am still using currently as the passport or whatever. But I know it is a time that very soon every of that their strategy and they use will be exposed
to the
air. And of course it's coming to reality. They are exposing themselves. How can somebody answering Jonah will be a father of a somebody? Who are they deceiving? Who is fooling who? Who is fooling who here? Or did they think that now everybody that comes from that place is a dumb or is
of course,
what?
Of course.
What did they call us? What did they think we are? Well, then this man Ekweme that I always respected as somebody. I'm not in a good mood to stress more. Then coming to this TV show, I sometimes follow them. I follow them up, this Ben TV. I follow them, and I have known that now whatever they are doing there is fake. Because any show, Mpolo, with my own money or with my own time, and they will interview me before putting me to the air, is not a real show. I don't know if you understand what I mean.
That is why Radio Biafra is number one in the world. Number one. We don't screen calls. We don't care to know who you are. We only pick your call before we ask you your name.
Thank you.
Number one.
Thank you. And that is why I bring my time every day. Like now, this is 1:00 in the afternoon. There it is morning. And when you do your night show, your evening show, it is 1:00 in the midnight here. And I stay awake to listen to the show. I follow up this show every time. I put my alarm to ensure that I do not fail every bit of this program. Because I believe there's reality in it. And I know it's all about time. That is my life. So that my friend there in Ireland should not get himself tensed up without fake news. Anybody that wants information should go and seek for information. How can Anioma come from Benin? Or Benin language call.
I don't know. You know, we are black people from Africa. We can't reason properly. No wonder Britain doesn't even want to give us the so-called independence they're talking about.
They know what they are doing. All of them know what they are doing. But what I believe in this world, that everything has an expiry date. Everything in this world has an expiry date. And when the time comes, Biafra will be emancipated. Everything has an expiry date. That is all I will say for now.
You've done very well.
Now stay tuned.
Stay and continue to work hard in Cambodia. Continue to preach this very gospel. Do not relent. Don't stop. Don't say, oh, because I have been campaigning or preaching Biafra for a long time. No, you must continue until the right people will begin to emerge. Thank you very much for calling us. A caller from Cambodia. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody on the line. Chikeke, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning, Director. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me too?
Loud and clear. So is the whole world. Please go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Director. Good morning, fellow Bear friends. And good morning, our sisters and brothers in Sweden. You people have done well. My name is Chupuka Dibia Eke. I'm calling from Kassel in Germany. I am from Obibienzena in Biafra land. I want to make 2 points. Maybe I have so much point, but I don't think today is the right time to do it. But let me just help and contribute to the issue of Igbos. and the Igbos and the Igbos and the leaders. After the Biafran war, when we lost that tactical war, that brutal war, there was a meeting that held in Owerri among our enemies, where they intended to get rid of every male son in Igbo land or in Biafra land. The covenant our ancestors has with Almighty God descended on them, the power, that meeting didn't go well. So after that meeting, they went back again to Sokoto State. Then they decided on how to run Biafra land. I want to let everybody understand what I'm saying. If I use the word 100% now, maybe if you see some of these people, you start running away. Any Biafra man, including Alex Efueme, including the clerk, including Professor Tom David West, including Aseka, any of them who serve under the leadership of Gowon, any one of them, including their family, let me just say 80% of them, if I say 100%, our people will be scared. They are under oath. They swear against them with Quran before they took any political post or become a beneficiary of that government, that they will always work against Ojukwu's interests to their generation. That anything you want to do, you can't change it. It is too late. Those who serve under Gowon government, those who serve under Murata Mohammed government, those who serve under Obasanjo government, till that day, Ojukwu came back and went and joined MPN. That was the day they stopped swearing against them. Anybody should go back and check this thing. I'm saying they know this thing. All of them knows about this. Their generation, their children knows about this. So after that, then they introduced this idea of trying to divide the Igbos. Trying to, if you want to take any other political post, that one came through Babangida and they have to ask you, you have to be Igbo leader. All those things have been sponsored. They knows about it. The issue of Biafra land is non-negotiable. If you like, you can come out and say, oh, well, it's not part of Biafra, we are not interested. If you like, come out and say, Onitsha is not part of Biafra, we are not interested. If you like, go to Echie, go to Ipere, go to Ogodi, say, we are not part of Biafra, we are not interested. Only Ekwerun Agbekwetale. Only Asarapana Hanne, Agashi Apuna Lanne. That is the only thing I want to say. Thank you very much, God. Director, continue your good work.
Thank you. Well spoken, well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We have people both on the line and also on the other Skype line. Our dear sister, please stay where you are. We have some of our people who have come to join us once again. Agunobi has returned. So also is our coordinator here. All of them want to acknowledge our people all over the world. You pick up the microphone, please, and continue one after the other. Acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra who are this morning, afternoon, evening, depending on where they are, listening to us, coming live to them from Malmo here in Sweden. Please go ahead.
I have Ambo, TJK, Christopher, Stephen Okoye, and one for Biafra. I want to thank all the Biafrans all over the world, and I want to encourage us so we can continue all our good work anywhere we are. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Good morning, everybody, this morning. I'm talking to you in Radio Biafra in Malmo, Sweden. Yeah, I'm a person of born with the blood of struggle to free my people being victimized. And we have been suffering. My name is Imerani Wisdom. I come from the Niger Delta, so-called geopolitical zones. By this method, it's dividing and ruling that we are living. So therefore, today is no more for we to fold our hands and look how the Hausas and the Yorubas keeping victimizing us by the so-called colonial masters from the British that turn away our culture and put us in a cover that we cannot come out from it if we still fold our hands and wash. In the past event, we have been trying to struggle for a position for we to be redeemed, but there was no good heads.
whatsoever we say that he want to lead at the least time or the appointed time, he will betray. And by the federal government initiation, by the dividing and rule, give them a token of the money which they were taking from our domot. I'm a job boy from Abua. I'm speaking with you now this morning with aggressive mind for we to liberate ourselves. There is no more time for we to fold our hands and watch. According to the experience that Lord Lugard gave it to us in the past event that we have been suffering, Lord Lugard bring a theory of divide and rule. And if to free from the people is not good, why must Scotland be free from their independent so-called United States? These are the United States which put a clutch in our lives for we to hate ourselves.
Kingdom.
Yeah, that is the UK. In Great Britain, how
Britain,
they call themselves.
Not Britain,
yeah. They apply a system of divide and rule so that we will not stand on our feet and say this is how we're going to do. So I hear in Malmo, my dear brethren and sisters, those of you that in the creeks, you should be ready very, 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 very seriously, because something tediously is going to happen that has not happened in Nigeria or entire the world. So all those of you that hold the pangi at the koba, I'm still telling you people to hold the pangi tight, that more ekpangis are still coming, because now we are going to fight, no retreat, no surrender, for our independence, because here is the place that we're going to see things and we're going to liberate ourselves from being victimized. And now we want to apply, because in Sweden you have no security, and whatever you did, you're going to pay the repercussion of it. In Sweden, I myself talking to you from the Ijaw region, and in a poor and the racialed and polluted area, polluted soil by the so-called British and the British company, Shell, Egypt, so-called, they have polluted my area. A fish, I cannot live. But where I am, if your car is burning fuel that we produce sulfur, you got to pay for it. So we want to transfer what we're experiencing from the world back home there, because we have the all amenities and mineral resources. So our mind now, whosoever that is holding arms from the Niger Delta region, never you give up, because now we want to reinforce more weapons. According to the director of Biafra struggle, we are not going to fold our hands. It's enough this time. We are going to tell the Hausa that they should stay on their own. We so-called Boko Haram, they should not encroach to our territory. Now we are ready to do whatsoever. So Omoa wo diwe pepe ekpara mi aram trotro bo ida lan lagba ku sere lagba de trotro bo ya dinara di make sure more time is coming. If you don't like, you fold your hands, then when the time come, you will see that there are people, even people who are not ready to fight, the trees and the mangrove will fight for their freedom to be released from being bondage. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. Well spoken, because we said that the time will come in which case people will understand those who are close to them. I am very glad that our brother from Ijoland is here today at the studios of Radio Biafra here in Malmo in Sweden to speak his own mind and the minds of some of the youths like him that understand the sincerity and the seriousness of what we are pursuing. And because he is here, because of what he has said, I am making it abundantly clear. I am making it obvious to everybody who is listening today that this new Biafra we are pursuing is all-inclusive. The difference between white people and black people from Africa is that when a white person theorizes or brings forth any hypothesis or theoretical postulate, they always back it up with structures that will ensure the exact outcome they had in mind before they started to theorize or to hypothesize. What I mean to say is this. It is not in the gift of we Biafrans to say that Biafra is going to be all inclusive. No. What we are saying today, and also our brother who is in Norway, who is from Calabar, very strong fellow in Norway from Calabar, I'll be seeing him very soon. What I said to him is what I'm repeating now that our brother from Ijaw is here also. Ijaw land will have their own parliament. they will control the resources in their land. Ibibio will do the same. Efik will do the same. They will have their own parliament making their own laws. They will be able to secede from Biafra land any day they want to. It is their right to do so. Nigeria cannot offer that to you. Nigeria cannot give it to anybody. And our people, they said to harlots from Lagos yesterday, they recruited them to come to Ben TV. They brought them, they said, oh, we are from Anioma, and we are descended from Bini. We are saying to you, no problem. If you conduct a DNA test amongst all the people who are descended from Biafra, all the Biafrans, from Idoma land, I'm not just saying the Biafra to Jukudi, I said Idoma land, which was part of the reason why Biafra failed, because we did not include our people of Idoma, those from Igala. Some people from Igala, we didn't include them. And God cannot grant you freedom unless all the children are assembled together. Very, very important. Therefore, our doors are open to those of them from Idoma land, those of you from Igala. We are talking about Ibuakre in Ebwanke. Ijo is called Biafra land. And before anybody says anything, the name Biafra we have today was given to us, or we are reminded of it by an Ijo man. Ijo man gave us the name, told Ojukwu, the name of this new country will be called Biafra. Ijo man. Chief Opigo, the former principal of Okrika Grammar School. Anybody should go and ask. Ijo people, Ibibio people, Efik people, Idoma people, and the Igala people, we are one. How do you know? If you go to a market now in Ijo land, you will see our women, they will tie two-piece wrapper. They will wear a blouse and their hair will be covered by headscarf. If you go to Yoruba land, they only tie one piece wrapper. Very loose one piece wrapper. Not two. If you go to Wari now, go to any market in Wari and observe it. You will see the women, they tie two piece wrapper. If you go to any market in Ikote Bene, two piece wrapper. If you go to one market in Onitsha, two piece wrapper. If you go to Calabar, the same, because our culture is the same. We are one people. If you go to Hausa land, it changes. If you go to Yoruba, it's different. That is how you know. Evidence that we are one family. We speak different languages. If I go to Abakaliki, if they speak Igbo in Abakaliki, I cannot hear one dime of the thing that they're saying. If you go to Nsukka, the same thing. It doesn't mean that we are different. It doesn't mean that we are not together as a people or one family. We are one family. People came and divided us. They wanted our oil in Ijo. The only people that can protect Ijo people are Igbo people who are before them. Because before you get to Ijo land, now you have to pass through Igbo territory before you get there. So for them to get access to the oil in Ijo land, they had to divide the Igbos, separate them from the Ijos. Say, no, you're not the same. You are different. Igbo man is your problem. So they can get access to your oil. Now the land is polluted. The fishes are dead. You cannot fish. You cannot farm. There is no electricity. Who did that to you? How's that Fulani? That is why I am very happy that Abacha killed Kensel Wiwa. I am very, very happy. Kensel Wiwa said, Igbo man is my problem. And that's why I give respect to Asare Dokubo in all honesty. That's why I respect him. Asare Dokubo came out and recognized that what we are saying on Radio Biafra is true. And he's apologized. And we have accepted it. We have accepted his apologies. Before Melford Okilo died, I met him in London. This man said that his worst regret is that Biafra never came. I met Aliyu Ekine. Aliyu Ekine was the man that Gowon sent. The daughter is Sukari Ekine. The man that Gowon sent to come to England to say that Ibibio people are not Biafrans. Gowon gave him money, sent him. This man wrote a book. He was the one that told me the meaning of the word Ibibio. That Ibibio means Ibonta, little Ibo. His worst regret in life, he's praying that before he dies, he wants to see Biafra. Akpabio is doing very well. Philippe Fion is from that neck of the woods. We know who we are. Margaret Ego is from Calabar. We know who our people are. We are one blood, one family, one DNA, and they can no longer separate us. That was why useless Ben Television ran the program yesterday to say we are different. We are not different. We are hardworking. We are outspoken. We are boisterous. We are vociferous in the expression of our views. It doesn't mean we are not one people, because we are. Our dear brother, we welcome you. We will fight side by side, and Biafra will come a Biafra where everybody will be equal. And you ensure that equality by making sure that people make their own laws and control the resources in their country. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We have more people here, and I wish them to speak for the world to hear them. Please, one after the other, if you may. Go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra and friends of Biafrans all over the world. My name is Onyedikachi Benjamin. Thank you, and I welcome you for the morning broadcast. Thank you for listening, and our friends all over the world. We are reaching you out here from Malmo City in Sweden. We are telling and urging all lovers of freedoms all over the world to stand up and help Biafrans, help the defenseless people, help the deprived people of Biafra. Nigerian government have no future for Biafrans. And I hope some of our brothers who are still insisting that Nigeria will work, I want to give you the biggest news of your life this morning by telling you that you are dead walking. If you still believe in that useless thing, useless contraption. I mean, a man came from his own land, left his land, a Scottish man. It's so ironic that the man that created Nigeria today, their country is leaving Britain, and there is nothing will stop them of having their independence. I think one of our caller called yesterday and said that within 10 days time, Scotland will be declared independent. So, if Scotland will leave Britain, what about Biafra? What about Nigeria that this man called Lugard created? In fact, for me, I believe to die for something than to live for nothing. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, my dear brother, and also thank you and your family for the work that you have been doing, how you have been coordinating our people here, how you have been doing this very fine work, and how you will continue to do it as we move along. We have people who are waiting on the line. They call out on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah. Hello, director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening.
Good morning from here, Malmo in Sweden.
Yes, my name is Ugonwibabuchi. Are you hearing me?
Loud and clear. We can hear you. Please go ahead. Loud and very clear. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, please, I have something to offer to Biafran people. At least everyone should benefit from this.
Yes, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. Okay, I'm calling from Ontario, Canada. This is my second time calling this our radio station.
Okay, Ontario, Canada. Please go ahead.
Yes. Please, I have something to give to Biafrans. It's a software that will enable everyone, every Biafran from every part of the world to call Biafran. Very cheap, and is a kind of free call, but I think we need to contact UCMFO to download the stuff in the... If the Biafran station is using a smartphone, they will download the program on the phone. So they download the program on the phone. Anyone can call. The number will be given out as a kind of a calling line. So anyone can call. This is powerful. Why I'm doing this is because of our people back home. So I noticed that our people back home cannot call this station because it's very expensive to call the UK line. So this line is US number. They can call with 100 naira. They can call at least 5 or 6 minutes just to carry everyone along. So I will inbox you right now with the software website, so UCMFO will be able to do this. I know he can do it. He can do it. So I'll send everything to him to do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And also send me a copy of whatever you're sending to UCF. as well, so that I can also be getting my hands on it, so that when I return to London, I will sit down with Uche. Of course, he is the chief engineer, and we'll be able to go through it.
Yeah,
it's very good. And I don't
know. Okay, director.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Want to say something? Go ahead.
Yes, yes, I will do that right now. I'll send you the list. I'll ask one of my boys to do it right now. Send you the details. I called you last time about what I promised you, that by 1st of December, by 1st of January, that something will happen. I tell you something will happen, director. We are going to spend that idiot, that criminal called Nwachukwu. I want to see Nwachukwu. I'm leaving Ontario, going to what's the name? Spain to go, or is it Germany or Spain or wherever he's going to have his meeting? I want to go and see him. All we need is his picture, just picture only. We don't need anything, just picture. The picture of those stopping us, only picture. That's all. We get the picture, leave everything. We don't want to involve Radio Biafra in this, because we want Biafra, Radio Biafra, to be out of this. But we are there. Ewolundi amolo, ewundi ndi woptegolundo ha, ewu for this struggle. Nigeria turned our life to this. Me and my group, after university, nothing. EJIMA political talks. If you want to carry out assassination, after that, they abandon us. Director, we are out for this. Me and my team, we will deal with anybody. Don't pay me. Don't pay my ticket. I'm telling you this. If there's any one on my phone, we go. Egeja, ego flight, I want sobu. Ego ticket, I want sobu. We have enough cash to fund ourselves. But anyone, any man or woman standing on way of this Biafra struggle, we surely go down. Emeka Adolf, I'm calling you on the phone. I'm speaking now. You're hearing me. Adolf Emeka Siri, be warned. Be warned. I'm telling you this. You are causing problem to Biafra struggle. Back off. Back off. All it takes us is your picture. I want a picture again. I get bufu, get bufu. I'm telling you this. You went away mad. We are angry. Go to all prison in the world. Go to Bangkok. I've been to Bangkok. Prison Juleju. We visited many places. I got Malaysia. Prison Juleju. Indonesia. The same. Our people can't able. And these people don't want to wake up. They are destroying this struggle instead of supporting it. Director, you hear from me. I tell you from 1st of this January. 1st. I'm telling you this.
I know what our people can do, and I feel sorry for them. Unfortunately, you developed a software. I have been waiting all my life. I don't know if have you heard of any Hausa person develop software before? Has anybody heard of a Hausa man develop a software and under her before? Have you heard of a Yoruba person develop a software, if not to steal money from the bank? You see, I don't know why we are in the same country with this vagabond. I can't begin to understand it. I'm asking a simple question this morning. If you want me to belong to, go and find me one Hausa mathematician. One. I give up. Find a software developer from Hausa land. They develop the death and the machete to go to Boko Haram and kill people. We are exceptional. We are special. My dear brother, don't wave our mukoko. We sharpen our knives for those who are criminals, not for vagabonds who are very hungry. In England, ask them when I started managing people in England. By the time I was earning £1,000 every week after tax, which is take home pay after tax, ask them what they were doing. They were doing cleaning work. How many years have I stood as a manager in England? I don't manage black people. I manage white people. Man, this your general. Ask them, they will tell you. These are hungry, wretched people. When you're hungry, if you see lizard, you will eat. Anything you see, you eat. Don't blame them. These are wretched, poor people in England with no means of survival. That is why they do what they do. We are indomitable. We are unstoppable. Abraham has said, by the time this Biafra comes, by the time we finish our own version of Biafra, the people's eardrums will be buzzing for years to come. They think, I don't value life. Life is useless to me. Biafra is the reason why I was born. And Biafra will come in our time. They are going to watch and see. If they know how upset we are, believe you me, they will not even come out of their homes in the morning. That is how sad things are with us. We are determined. We are resolute. The barrister has rejoined us. The barrister has come back to me. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you, director. We are
called because of my brother who spoke last from Ontario in Canada. Director, please let me repeat what I said yesterday. No matter how angry the Afrans are, our anger should be channeled to those who are killing us. No threats should be carried out on any individual. I'm speaking about my brother who called from Ontario. Here on Radio Biafra, we do not send anybody, neither are we subscribing to anybody threatening to kill anybody. Please, so that we will not be labeled or tagged in any way. What we are pursuing here on Radio Biafra is a righteous way to bring about the restoration of Biafra. Be it by arm, be it by war, we want to get our nation back. No single individual should be targeted, especially if the individual is not killing our people. We will kill those who are killing us. We pursue those who are pursuing us. I repeat, no threats should be carried out on any single individual. Fellow Biafrans, please. Because everything they hear, they say, I'm Radio Biafrans, thank you. We are not sending anybody to carry out any killing on any individual or threatening anybody. Please, let's bear all this in mind. If you are angry, reserve it for the D-Day. Because we have to be the present. We cannot carry on suffering to eternity. At some point, all these things will collapse. Thank you, Director. I'm still standing back.
Thank you, Barrister. I said it. We don't want to waste bullet on these idiots. They will die on their own. They are nothing. But if they stand in the way of our struggle, they will go down. We assure them of that. One was talking rubbish. I will be home on the 27th. Go. That's what they said before I went home for our 30th of May. They have not seen hell. They have not seen anything at all. Hell is coming. They ain't seen nothing yet. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me?
Yes, my doctor, I can hear you loud and clear.
Please, your name and where you are. The callers on the other sides, please remain where you are. I shall get to you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
My name is Samuel Ikechukwu Okorom, and I'm from Njaba, and I'm calling you from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
I just want to make a little contribution in line with what my brother from Ontario just said about developing a software that can enable callers to reach Radio Biafra on a cheaper rate. And the comment you made about all the other useless ethnic groups not being able to develop any damn thing. I just want to chip in here that I have also developed a program that in Biafra is where we need to be used. This program is capable of transmitting electricity wireless. So in Biafra land, we might not be able to use wires to transmit our electricity if
please,
the program
my brother,
is developed
don't say
properly.
This before the British go into a rage and kill all of us. The British will go into a rage and kill us. Britain will go to America and say to America, do you see why we don't want these monkeys to come up? They will make us look bad. Please don't say any more. When I come to Malaysia, I will see you. Please don't say any more. Thank you very much. If we say too much now, they will say, do you see what we're telling you? They will get the whole of Europe to gang up against us. That's what they will do. They will say, if we leave them, you see what they can do. Nobody knows. We have very learned and intelligent men. Very, very learned and intelligent people. Believe you me. Some of them part of this very family. Part of this very family. Do you know who gave the name to River Niger? Why it is called River Niger today? Do you know who gave it, who gave us that name, River Niger? Does anybody here know who gave us River Niger? Do you know? You don't know. So you thought that the name Niger came from heaven? I don't know what Scottish people, what they saw in us, you know, or what they see in us. Who gave us the name Nigeria? Where's Lugard from? Do you know Mungo Park? Have you heard of the man called Mungo Park, the explorer? Where do you think he comes from? He's a Scottish man. And he's the one that named us, named it River Niger. Scottish. And they want to be independent. Mungo Park is Scottish. Carol Monday just reminded me that Mungo Park is Scottish. I'm even sure that the Landa brothers are also Scottish. Everything that came there is Scottish. By the time they left, they turned us into English. And River Niger became... I know the name, the local name of it is not River Niger. I have it. I want to know if our people know the real name of their great river before the white man came. It's an assignment. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. You are very lucky. You are the last caller. We are preparing to leave this very place to catch our flight. Please, your name and where you are.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Osas Hoge. I'm a Benin man. I'm calling from France.
You're a Benin man from France. Are you a Benin man from Anioma? Or you're a Benin man from Benin? Are you a Benin man from Igbo land? Or a Benin man that comes from Benin Kingdom?
I'm a Benin man from Biafra land.
Which part of Biafra land do you come from?
Yeah. I want to talk on the person that I called from Dublin. That was talking that some people organized in, I don't know if he's in Lagos.
No, in London. In London.
Anioma are supposed to be Benin or they come from Benin.
Yes.
I want to say that there is no a proper Benin person that will say Anioma is from Benin. Every Benin person knows that Anioma is from Igbo. But there's one thing I want us to get clear here.
Go ahead.
Whether Benin, Anioma, Igbo, Isoko, like Ijo, like what other of my brother called, we are one and we are all Biafra. This is a race for all of us. We have been looking for a way that we can come together as a nation and serve our God as a nation. This is an opportunity. Let not this tribe issue begin to spoil the mind of some of my Biafra brothers from the east. Benin is part of Biafra. That is very clear. There is no proper Benin man that will say he want to be a Yoruba, because we know they are trickish people. They caused us into this problem. We are saying British, but we also have to know the part the Yorubas play. That is why we are suffering this today. Now, in the north, if we have been to the north, you see how these cows call us Yamini. The Benima is also Yamini. The only people they don't call Yamini is the Yorubas. And if you can remember when they have riot in Kano, then, during Babangida time, they were throwing the Yorubas inside the pit because they said they are fake Muslims. But all the Benins and the Igbo fought together. So we are one, we have been one, and we continue to remain one. So let not this program they are doing in the radio, like the director said, is something of plan, and none of those people are even Benin. They are Yorubas. Because they are Benin, they're supposed to know what the culture of Benin stands for. So they are not part of Benin. So let this not cause an argument. Benin land is Biafra land. That is very clear. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Can you people believe it? This is somebody from Edo telling you that Benin is Biafra. They want to be part of Biafra. Because they know that we stand on the truth. I have not hidden the fact that I love Benin people. I've said that before, haven't I? Edo, because they are warriors. They are warriors. They're not like Yoruba, but they're not cowards. And I've also said that should they hold a referendum in Benin and want to be part of Biafra land, they can become part of Biafra land if they wish to do so. There is a historical precedent for that. There is a place called Monaco. Monaco is a principality. It has a small royal family, but it's still part of France. so we can accommodate them based on historical precedent as long as the value system is the same, because they revere their monarchical institution, the institution of the Oba of Benin. It is a rich cultural heritage. We don't want to see that disappear, but we are Republicans. So there is a bit of reconciliation, a bit of juggling up to be done. So that is what we need to reconcile and then move on as a people. We have come to the end of our program this very morning. We are sorry we are truncating it because we have a flight to catch. We don't want to miss it, please. You must try and bear with us. The program this morning has been fantastic. I think it's one of the best we've ever done before, anywhere, that I can attest to. Our brother from Ijoland is here with us. We have a brother also call us from Edo, who says that Benin people are also part of Biafra, and we welcome anybody. As long as our name is Biafra, anybody can come and join. Anybody at all. We welcome them. Once you believe in the truth, in honesty, in natural justice of Ebebelu Gowere, you don't cheat me and I don't cheat you. That is the essence of life. That is what we believe in. You respect me and I will respect you. The Igbo people never went to war to conquer anybody. Biafrans never raised an army to go and conquer anybody, and nobody conquered us until the Scottish people came. Landa Brothers, Mungo Park, and then Frederick Luger, the rest, as they say, is history. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you very much for joining us this very morning. Our people are here. They have surrounded me once again. I have received so much affection, so much love from our people here that is worthy of emulation anywhere else. I thank you all for listening. Those that said, our sister, Brechigwani Borg, wanted to thank the women here. The women here are very, very strong, and they are worthy of our thanks and of our praise and adoration. Once again, we thank you for listening. We remind you this evening, we shall be coming to you from London as usual, that this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra, where we will continue to educate, to enlighten, to inform, and to bring knowledge closer to our people, to enable them make informed decisions regarding how they wish to run our lives. Biafra will be a model for mankind to copy. Everybody will be independent, semi-independent. If Benin people decide to join us, they will be independent. Idoma land will be free. Igala land will be free. Ejo land will be free. Ibibio, Efik. Everybody will have their own parliament. Make laws in their own language. Interpret it. Run your own local police. The only thing that will unite us as one will be common defense policy, common policy on education and health, and also infrastructural provision. Because everywhere is going to be built. Everywhere. Starting from the last remote island off the shores of the continental land of Biafra land to the most hinterland place. We look at the topography, the geography of each area, and we assign a specific industry there to suit that very terrain. There will be no discrimination. Every child born in Biafra land will become a ward of the state, which means from the day your child starts to go to nursery school till when they graduate at the university, the state will take care of them. Everybody's child will receive the same education. Everybody. We are going to build a civilization that the world will be very proud of. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you once again for having joined us once again this evening. From here, our makeshift studios in Malmo in Sweden, as always, we say that this Biafra we've talked about today, we've talked about also last night, is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra, we must continue to worship, because Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, keep, sustain each and every one of you and your beautiful families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Quite simply, from me here in Malmo in Sweden, it is good morning.
before.